Let's take a look. Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Ches. Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Ches. Rav Asa. So the pasuk is Vayigva Vayomos Avraham B'seva Tova Zaken V'Soveya Vayosef Elamav. What does it mean that it was Saveya? Says the Ramban, Shiva'a Kol Mish'alos Libo V'Sova Kol Tova. V'chein Usva Yomim, the description of Yitzchak, Shesava Nafsho Beyomim, V'lo Yis'ave Sheyichadshu Bo Hayomim Dova. He was sated and didn't desire that the coming days would provide him with something new. Ukeinyan shenama b'David vayomos b'seva tova sva yomim v'osha v'chava v'hu sipo chaste Hashem b'tzadikim, on the one hand, but then on the other hand, umida tova bohem the tzadikim shelo yis'avu b'mosoros. Ki'inyan shenema bohem tavas libo nosatolo v'lo kamo shenema b'shoa anoshim oiv kesef lo yisba kesef v'omu bo ein odem yotzim in ha'olam v'chatzi tavosu v'yodo yesh b'yodo mono misave masayim hisiya g'yodo l'masayim misave l'asoso arba meyos. Shenema oiv kesef lo yisba kesef. What did Avraham Avinu want out of life? Avraham Avinu wanted that the Emuna Bashem that he had discovered should be perpetuated ultimately in a nation that was devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as something is, if the guardian is only a yachid or a yachidim, there's always a danger of the chain of transmission being broken. He wanted, in the words of the Rambam, an umma hayodas es alokeha. Rambam says that was, when the Rambam talks about what the nisayon of the Akedah is, it's So the Nesarim Lakedu Avraham Avinu went beyond the just extraordinary, indescribable nisayon of a father having to sacrifice his son, but it also meant sacrificing everything that he had aspired to, and everything that Yitzchak Avinu wasn't only a son. Yitzchak Avinu represented the potential future of Knesset Yisrael, and Avraham Avinu, from his vantage point, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Kafnes Binchas Esichidcha, was being asked to sacrifice that as well. So that's what Avraham Avinu wanted. So Memela, when it comes time for Avraham Avinu to leave this world, so he sees Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu was already 15 years old at this point, and Vayigdalu Hanoyim, and he already sees that Yaakov each time Yoshev Oholim, and he sees that continuity of two generations. So he was content. He was sated. That's what the Ramban says. It's midah tova. In giving this description of Avraham Avinu that he was saveya, it's both describing chaste Hashem with the tzaddikim, but equally it's also describing the midah tova of what the tzaddikim desire. Had there been a desire for physical indulgence, so that's insatiable. And the mission of the says that akina ataiva akovel motzina sodom in olam. The reason they're motzina sodom in olam is because they're insatiable. If a person can sort of compartmentalize a chesaron, okay, so it's a chesaron, and it has whatever deleterious effect it has, but you wouldn't describe it as being motzi aso adam in olam. But when something is insatiable, so then it just takes over a person's life. It's motzi aso adam in olam. So taiv is one of the three things that is motzi aso adam in olam. When Chazal say in the Medrash that the Ramban quotes that Yesh b'yodo mona rotsa masayim, he has masayim, he wants arba meos, so I guess percentage wise, you know, the function remains the same. He wants the double what he has, but l'chora, it's what Chazal also mean by it is that in a certain sense a person is more lacking. The more the person wants, then the more he's lacking. Meaning when he had 100, so he only needed another $100. When he had $100,000 in the bank, so he was only missing another $100,000. That's what his asagas were. I just need to push it up to, I need to push up my bottom line to 200,000. When he has 200,000, now he's lacking 200,000. In terms of percentages, it's consistent, but in terms of what he's going to have to do to, you know, what he's sort of enslaving himself to, what he's being mishamed himself to, so it's holech u'mizgaber. It's mosif holech. Now, there is, and when the Ramban, on the one hand, Shara Kol Mishalas Libo, Vesava Kol Tova, is the Ramban is casting his net pretty widely. But Meidach Gisa, there is, in the Ramban, even that explanation of Kol Mishalas Libo and Sava Kol Tova, even that, there's a certain circumscription. It's not mamash everything. And the pshat in that is, you know, on that pasuk that the Ramban quotes from Koheles of Oiv Kesef or Yisba Kesef, So Chazal say, and oiv mitzvos lo yispan mitzvos. That if a person's love is for silver, for money, right, the word for silver, and therefore since it used to be that there was a silver standard for all currencies, then the word for money is kesef. So as many point out, you know, the same shoresh is kisufim, means longing. Because again, people sort of are megushimdik, so that's what their kisufim are for kesef. Oiv kesef, lo yisba kesef. But the Medrash says that oiv mitzvahs, lo yisba mitzvahs. The famous story of the Gaon on his deathbed, that he was crying, that Olam Hazeh is such a wonderful place. You have a few kopecks, you buy a lulav and esrog, and you can be mekayim a mitzvah, and in the Olam Emes, a person can't do mitzvahs anymore. So when the Ramban says, kol mishal ziba v'sava kol tova, means that to the extent that a person can, what a person can hope to receive in terms of spiritual, so he had that's what Abraham Avinu wanted. He wanted a Yitzchak. He wanted a Yaakov. But it remains true that there is something, even by Chassidei Elyon, there is an insatiable quality. The pshat and the medrash, again, nothing original in what we're talking about here, but the pshat and that medrash, that the medrash comments on oev kesef lo yisba kesef, that oev mitzvos lo yisba mitzvos, the pshat in that medrash is not that the medrash is sort of pointing to a parallel phenomenon, but the medrash is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, that there's something inside of us that a person, there's a quality of being, of not feeling sated. There's something insatiable. That a person can channel that to Gashmias, or he can channel it for the reason he was given that capacity to Ruchnias, to Avodas Hashem. Meaning, and the a little bit of the omega of the Medrash is that the pshat in the Oiv kesef liyisba kesef is that it represents a misdirected, a wrongly channeled oiv mitzvos liyisba mitzvos. That lechore is hinted at in the Ramban concludes with the ubevreshes rabba amru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mara lehem letzadikin matan schoron shehu osid liten lehem la'olam haba v'nafsham sveya v'hem yeshenim. Nis'oru ha'chachamim bazeh u'pershu ha'kosuf sha'omer Visaveya b'mare hazu. So what's the pshat in the medrash? So again, the medrash reflects what we were just talking about, that in Ruchnius, again, a person who makes that his focus, it's also insatiable. So what does it mean that Avraham Avinu was Saveya? Again, so it doesn't address the Gaon's, example, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way that tzaddikim are able to depart this world being Saveya is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them that in terms of their hasogas, in terms of the in terms of the kirbas alukim that they're going to be given in Olam Haba, so that's what allows them to feel saveya when they leave now. But you see in the Medrash that, again, in Buchnias also, a person has more to do. There's always more to do. A person always has more to do. He has more he has more learning to do. He has more Meisim Tovim to do. A person always has more to do. So in that sense, how are even the tzaddikim saveyas? That's what the Medrash says. No, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells them, no, in terms of the kibbutz elukim, so then this doesn't represent an end. It represents a type of beginning in terms of the type of kibbutz elukim that exists in Olam Haba, which can't exist in Olam Hazeh. The Vehem Yishen Mulchoi is an allusion. I think probably Cheval has that in the notes also. Yeah, of the fact that the Misa of Tzadikim is below Tzar. That's what's conveyed by the metaphor of falling asleep. I think it says in Sfarim that the tsa'ar the neshama has in leaving this world is a function of sort of how either megushendik or ruchnisdik a person's life was, because what a person is the person is not dying, he's sort of transitioning. To the extent that he lived a very megushim dika existence, so then leaving Olam Hazeh behind is an ordeal. And to the degree that he was focused on Ruchanias, so he is transitioning to an Olam HaRuchani. That's what the Ramban says. If it's tzaddikim, it's a misa below tzar, and then the metaphor is that hem yishenim. Okay, we'll stop here.